Syrian city of Aleppo was made even worse this weekend when intensifying airstrikes left nearly 2 million people without water. One of the organisations working to help the civilian victims of this brutal civil war is the Christian charity World Vision. Their operations manager for Turkey and northern Syria is Christine Latif, and she's on the line. Good morning, Christine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning.
With the suspension by the UN of all aid convoys to Aleppo after the bombing of the convoy on Monday, is any aid, any assistance making its way through to these desperate people?
It is quite hard to tell the volume of assistance that's being provided. However, there were signs that Aleppo would end up blockaded, and aid agencies like World Vision and others working in the area, including the UN, started preparing several months ago, stockpiling food and medical items, etc., at locations around the city. What we do know is some of those items are left, but there's absolutely no question they will be running out soon. So the lack of convoys or resupply coming in, it really is causing an increasingly alarming situation.
Well, speaking of alarming situations, if you look at today's papers, we have accounts of at least 115 people being killed as a result of the continuing bombing in the last 2 days alone. Could you paint a picture for us? Could you describe the kind of conditions the people in Aleppo have been subjected to at this point and the scale of that humanitarian challenge?
Yeah, the images coming in from Aleppo over the last few days from staff and their families is really disturbing, is the word that I would use. I've heard reports from communities there that they've been shelled